This is Janine Roan. It's Saturday, October 2nd. This is the KPFK Fundraising Committee. We met last week. I'm going to do a roll call. This is a reconvening. Last week was the first meeting after the committee having been reconvened. So we have the LSD members that showed up last week, and then we also have some listeners that are interested in joining the committee, and I believe on their third meeting, then they will be voting members. So I'm going to go ahead and read off the LSD members. Bella DeSoto. Rob Macon, Rocio Rivas, Janine Roan, that's myself, I'm here, Oscar Uyoa.
Present.
Hi, Oscar. Beth Von Guten.
Here.
Okay. And we also, I'll read off the listener members from last week, and then we'll ask if there's anyone new. Michael Heiss, Sue Cohen Johnson, Laura Levinson, Jonathan Markowitz, Sophia Quinones. I believe Sophia's on the.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I just had you on mute because I'm outside.
Just a minute. Understood. Okay, and then we also, we have another listener that joined us. I don't know whether he wants it on the record to eventually become a member, but Ray?
Yeah.
Okay, Ray, what's your last name?
Goldstone.
Goldstone, okay, great. Okay, so last week we passed a motion. We should do a vote for pro tem chair. Is there anyone, any nominations?
I nominate Gene.
Okay, anyone
else? Open up.
Okay, terrific. If there's no objection, I'll chair. And then also a land acknowledgement. Sophia, you gave it last time. Are you interested in giving a land acknowledgement again?
Sure, hold on. Okay. ¿Lista? Por el permiso de mis santos pasados, yo pido la palabra. Le quiero dar reconocimiento a nuestros antepasados aquí en Ixachilán, Abayala, Pachamama, para todos que están enfermos, para todos los que están en dolor, por todos los que han muerto, por todas las guerras, pedimos que el Creador nos protege, que nos cuide, que nos dé alivio, que nos llenen nuestros corazones de amor y reconocemos a los que han muerto en el genocidio de estas tierras. Muchas gracias. Ok.
Thank you. Can you... Can you give us a recap in English? Would you mind?
This is Oscar. I was about to mention that whatever what our sister said was so beautiful that I think is prevailed to share it for our English-speaking audience. She is giving thanks to all the land that we are living right now, the different areas, the different people who came before us. She's acknowledging all of those who are left us already, either by sickness or by age, and that is really important that we honor them with the best of our wishes and of the best of our actions. I think that's the most important that I gather, and I hope you gather it too. Thank you.
Thank you, Oscar, and thanks, Sophia. All right. Well, I'd like to open it to public comment. I think one of the things that we didn't do last week is we didn't really give everyone a chance to talk about what they'd like to have out of the committee because we sort of got involved and talking about the financials a lot, and we still are waiting for the GM and the IED to get back to us on the motions. I was late getting that to them. But I think it would be good to start talking about our ideas and what we want, what are some of the agendas that we can have, you know, in various areas within this committee. So I'm going to open it up to public comment. I think right now we only have two public. but if anyone is on the live stream and they want to call in, the dial-in number is 408-520-4222. So that's 408-520-2444. And the code is 526335 and the pound. So anyone for public comment? Okay. All right. So moving on with the agenda, we have the call to order, pro tem, land acknowledgement, review, proposed agenda, public comment, set time certain to adjourn. I think we lose a couple of people at about 11 o'clock. So I think maybe we could just set it for 11:15 today. Does anybody, if anyone has an issue with that or wants to amend that? Does anyone want it to, need it to be sooner or later, or want to go later? Okay. And then discussion of fundraising proposals, and then set next meeting, which I'm proposing next Saturday, and then we'll adjourn. So we've set aside a time certain to adjourn at 11:15, and so we can go into the discussion of the different fundraising proposals, but I'd like to open it up to the members first to just talk about what they would like out of this, what they feel, any thoughts they have on different fundraising.
This is Beth. May I suggest that we pick a time for the next meeting now before people are gone so that everybody knows when the next meeting will be, so in case people have to leave, they'll know where to find us again, rather than leave it to last.
Is 10 a.m. working for people, or is there another time on Saturday?
This is Beth.
Go ahead.
I already have boatloads of Pacifica meetings. And to add another meeting on a weekend and to make it weekly is a lot. And to make it, I watch it get light every morning. And to wait till the middle of the morning, it kind of makes it impossible to use my morning for anything else. And even when we do, you know, we're just now finally getting around to the business, which is more than half an hour after we said we'd get started. So if we're really going to do stuff, if we're really going to make use of this time, then okay. I still think every week is a lot. And I think you'll find that it's a stretch for most people to make that on any kind of consistent basis. So that's where I am. That's my thinking at this point.
I think the intention of the week was just because we're a little bit in emergency mode, and until we get some initiatives going, you know, that's what the weekly part of it was about. You know, I didn't expect it to continue on a weekly basis. But until we get some traction. is there anyone else that would like to speak. I also know that Beth wanted to give us an assessment of what happened on the national level this week.
If that's what people want, I offered it.
Okay, that would be great. I know that also I wanted to make sure that Sophia had time. She has some ideas that I know that she wanted to bring to the table. Oscar as well had some
My idea was, because in general I think the listeners are the most important thing at K6K, and I think we should generate funds and earmark them having a fundraiser. Specifically a concert, but that money should be earmarked for what has been missing, not only at KPSK, but across the country, and that is news reporting. And there's been such a cutback across the country. We've had the privatization of all aspects of media, and we need reporters. And I know the station is struggling, but without reporters, we don't have a station, and we should have those reporters be placed in strategic areas that have been neglected for years, that have been disenfranchised from the airwaves, and who are the ones that are most struggling. So that's my idea. I think it's that the community would give more if they found out we were doing real reporting, not the reporting that we get are transcripts that people are reading off of, a pre-recorded, you know, or pre-submitted press release. And so we need people to cover the events at the local level. Yes, we believe in, you know, what's happening around the world, but we're nothing if you don't deal with your local neighborhoods and in your barrios and in the ghettos and on the res or wherever the areas that are most exploited. And you know, it can be across, and we have other components within labor and different struggles, but I think we need to train the reporters, have them, you know, a part of KPFK, and that the community be involved in reclaiming KPFK as a grassroots community station. So that's my idea. It's up to everyone to decide what they want to do, but I know that there's other people that may have other ideas or where the money would go. But that's what I would encourage people to do. Just one idea. There are many others that people probably have. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, Sophia. I wanted to eventually, too, find out, I know that you've been involved with event planning before of this type, and I'm hoping we can go around some more to the other members, but that you can talk about, when you say planning a concert, like, I think your marking's great, but what exactly would you need to start getting, to get started on something like that, or what kind of, who would, what skills do you have to assemble from us in order to do something like that? So if you...
Oh, I think it's building relationships. It's building relationships with an institution that we can use their institution to have a concert, a venue. So there are different venues, and if you have a relationship with a campus or a community center or a space where the community can come and participate, and then we not have to pay for that facility. We probably just have to pay for some of the things having to deal with security. And then we use that, then we have to also set up and have enough funds to have, the system set up. So if you have security in the system, and then you can make funds from, you know, either having people table, a relationship with cabling, you can have sponsors, depending on, just for the event to do fundraising. So it all depends on where we get, what location we get, and what, if there's that institution already has resources to apply to ours. So it's, and not having a crew to set up that day, a great stage manager, and then just do publicity and outreach. So on the ground, publicity and outreach is very important to get people to your event. So having the funds to do the outreach and have flyering, and I do flyering that's so tiny, you can do a bunch of flyers in a short period of time. People like to, it depends what kind of crowd you and what your target audience is. Some people do social media to get people out. But if you're trying to bring in a certain area or a certain community, you have to do the outreach to get people to show up. You have to have a time certain when you're going to have your concert. And it's always good to build a concert, and it's always good to have one that's consistent every year so that you don't have, and then you can keep continuously fund that event. But that's a very important thing. When you decide to do something, you have to stick to it.
Because you may start something and you have to protect something you start. Because in my experience, you can grow so big that someone, an organized crime unit will want to come in and take over, or special interests will want to come and take over what you started and what you created. So we have to protect whatever fundraiser is we were trying to establish and earmark it so that people know it will always be used for this. And then we have to protect the people that we bring in to administer that, because a lot of people can do the heavy lifting and do the fundraiser for others to come in and co-op what you've done. So we also have to set up parameters when you're going to build something, how to protect what you're building before some other unscrupulous person tries to come in and co-opt your fundraising efforts. So you have to, from the beginning, if you start this, set up the parameters so that you protect it in perpetuity. Okay.
Oscar, to the back, please.
Yeah, go ahead, Oscar.
Okay. Kind of commenting on what our sister was mentioning, I can be proud of pretty much just the part of what she's telling, and actually that's our experience as the Spanish programming or the Spanish programming block. There was a few years back we had a total support from management. And we were able, in a particular year, I think it was 2017, we were able to pretty much have at least like four festivals with different communities, with the Oaxacan community first, and then with a different community in general. And we definitely were really, really, really happy with the results. Unfortunately, probably this is to something that it also comes with the style of management or with the internal politics. We were never credited. People never knew everything. They really all the stuff because we pretty much we didn't in support or with the support of many factions of the station. All that she mentioned is definitely feasible. There is a crew of people all the time just ready to, as long as somebody says jump, we just say how high. All the infrastructure, all the logistics are there, equipment, sound, all the stuff, but most important, the spirit is there. The only thing is that unfortunately, especially on last management, actually, for some reason, we were discouraged even before COVID. Now that COVID came, and then that was a reason for not to go back to the community. So I think it's going to be really, really important to kind of to recover all the spirit, and also to figure out of course ways of how manage everything, considering, the health issues and all the stuff that still is around us for everybody's safety. But I think we had an opportunity, and not only, and see, I think one of the observations that I have at that point is that it seems to be that it was just like, at some point, looks like the station is so fragmented where the right hand doesn't know what the left hand does. I'm thinking that on the Spanish-speaking people working, but we invite, we try to cross over to some other audiences or some other collectives or whatever, but it was really difficult to do it. So we have to definitely, first of all, try to get together in between ourselves and make the whole station member and the staff part of whatever everybody else is doing. It's so beautiful when we can go to a reggae show or a hip-hop show or a Mexican stuff or, whatever somebody is doing. But the first one that we should be doing, attending, is ourselves. And we are so disconnected into that. We're so fragmented. The one of the main goals that I'm pretty sure that it's a Titanic label. But if he comes with a good spirit, with all the respect and all the love that we have for the station, we need to start between ourselves. And hopefully we can figure out a way to make whatever we're doing that is for everybody.
Thank you, Oscar. That's it's nice to know that there was a previous. I'd be curious if there's any leftover proposals, because you know, that might be the first step, is for us to you know, propose. And I can, you know, we can involve Mikel in this, but what does he need to see from us as far as, like, minimal cost, right, and structure it, and ideas of, you know, if you said that there were four in a year, then that would be maybe seasonal, but maybe it could even be more often than that.
I don't recommend more often than that.
Okay.
You have to start something before you even, don't jump ahead, you know, just stick to one good event, and then if you can do it more than once a year, but you're better off doing a couple of things great than a bunch of things on the spot.
Would either you or Oscar be interested in working on a proposal? I'm willing to jump in, too, to, like, help budget it out, or Oscar, do you... you know, is there anything like that that exists already, or should I talk to management about it, where, you know, something that we need to show them to, you know, propose?
I think you talked to them.
You cut out, Sophia. Okay, Sophia, I missed what you said. I mean, I might be the only one, but I you cut out. Okay, I think something is going on with Sophia's phone. Oscar, would you be interested in, because I don't want to wait until next week or whatever, like maybe I can ask the management, we can ask them if they have anything, although, you know, we do have new management. We have a new GM, so he may not have these things at his fingertips, you know. But that's why I was wondering if there was someone that had a proposal from before, we could kind of hit the refresh button on it. I do understand what you're saying with the how fractioned everyone is at the station at times, but we do have... You know, I feel like with the new management, we have the eagerness to move past that, so we can take advantage of that right now. Is there anyone else that wants to speak about ideas? I can talk a little bit about phone banking at the end of this.
Well, if it's not too much to add to what I was mentioning, or just to make a couple of extra comments. What
sure.
I was talking about is actually something that we were at the whole Spanish programming, kind of like a proposal to what on the spirit of let us do what we can do best, which is this kind of events that a community gathering, getting different people together, and of course, let's say like in the past, the main thing was. As an example, you know, the price of entry or the admission, a combination of the important thing was always to get membership. The people become a member of KPFK through whatever goodies that we are offering in particular. I mean, we can be creative to that, but we have the experience to do that. So if that, that proposal can also have, you know, like the support of this committee will be really, really great. Again, the logistics are some people could be a big endeavor, but in general, locally, we're able to it's there. We just need to know when, who, and what, and the most importantly, to have the full support of management and the actual support of the station. And again, we can also collaborate with other collectives, with other communities, with other programmers. So everything is just there. Unfortunately, we haven't been a good head on or at least on my, our opinion to try to promote and to give this give a try. I'm sorry. That's my phone right now. Thank you.
Well, I guess we can maybe communicate and see if there's anything. I mean, I don't want to just put it in your lap to try to dig something like that up or to hone it, but if you feel like it's better that way, you know, instead of less people being involved, what I wanted to suggest is that with the proposal, if there's a certain amount of money needed to just, you know, do the event, maybe that could be something that we let the GM and the IED know, because maybe that we would be more likely to get a donation also if it's earmarked. You know what I mean? Like a donation towards this event in order to uplift community news reporting. You know what I mean? Like, so we sell it as like a whole concept. And then maybe we can get a donor that will back whatever the costs are, which I assume would also be the talent, maybe they wouldn't charge what they normally would, but I don't even know. I haven't done an event like that. I mean, I do events, but I don't do fundraising events. So I would be curious what that proposal would look like. So I'm willing to work on that during the week if we want to talk about that outside of this meeting or however we want to work it.
I'd like to help with that because there are venues that are available that are impactfully are dark on one day of the week that we could pick up. And essentially, it wouldn't cost us anything except for making a bar guarantee or a guarantee at the door in attendance. And then there's a back end. Usually, typically for fundraisers, at least the ones that I've done, I've never paid the talent anything, but I made sure that I had a nice green room set up for them with snacks and, you know, whatever else. But these fundraisers shouldn't come across with a lot of overhead, because it defeats the purpose. And in the situation that we're in, I'm going to say that we really can't afford to pay talent. The talent should be willing to support, and we could definitely, find ways of being the best hospitality. And again, to dare I use the word kindness, because, you know, on the lower end, I've raised money under $10,000, and that was a smaller thing. It was for Covenant House and a couple of other spaces in the West Side. But I've worked small and large venues in the music industry, and the last large concert is Coachella. I've worked Coachella 4 years. I chose not to work with Coachella. My heart couldn't take it for many different reasons, and I have a couple of the artists who call me to help them in other endeavors personally. So the access of talent that KKFK has on their Rolodex just means that we also have to think about, like, when Tom Morello hosted an hour of music, every week we could advance 3 hours of shows three times a week or whatever the number is, where we can have people provide an hour of music or conversation and talent and time generously being an hour. What does that look like? And communication with programming and the people who at KPFK who know much better than, you know, making station breaks just to announce who they're listening to and donating to. I think that we have many people within Hollywood, within the Southern California area that could very well commit to 1 hour show. Would be really, really advantageous in the world of film and music industry, and what's happening right now is that their livelihood is falling apart with all the grips and the staffing and all the union challenges that industry is facing currently and trying to renegotiate their term of payment and their livelihood. So I think we're missing just a small part. I think what I'm hearing is wonderful and beautiful, and it fills my heart with optimism. I just want to advance the conversation a little bit by being supportive and sitting on that committee, because I don't think anyone's going to try to co-opt anything if we assert ourselves as you know, this being the KPFK fundraising committee, and it's not to be messed with, because we can't allow it. We can't allow it, and this is all volunteer. No one's getting paid on this.
Is there anyone else that...
I'm sorry. There is nobody here. Yeah. And again, I'm being so obnoxious, because all that I'm hearing is exactly what we're supposed to be doing. We should have not stopped, even because we can blame the COVID, but before that, what she was mentioned, we need to recognize that KPFK has an incredible power. We forget about that. That when people get invited, I see myself a lot of times, or when I'm out on the street, I'm all the time. And there's a few things that now come to my mind to where our sister, Tizia, I think, was mentioned about the people on the street. I had the honor to present a proposal to our national programming committee that is called Pacifica on the Street, which is actually, it is already just ready for implementation. We were just waiting for our management to be in place, and hopefully to solve the closest financial crisis that we have. But in the long run, this Pacifica on the Street is precisely that, Pacifica en las calles. Empower the people. It's a whole system already, a logistics plan to whoever wants to be on the street, to be the voice of Pacifica, and also to give the voice to other ones. Because remember, one of the critiques, unfortunately, people against, good programmers like Ian Masters or whoever is that, okay, they had the audience, which is the talking head. But what happened with the community? It was so difficult to connect. So we had an opportunity to, especially the most important thing is volunteers, people who want to do stuff with us and for us. And what I mean is for CPSK on the everybody who has a personal invest. A commitment to the station. We need to take advantage of that. We're kind of working into that process. And again, as Sister Mia was mentioning, we should be having more of those names, Tom Morello, Tristan, all the people who love to come to, all those rappers, all those hip-hoppers, poets and stuff, people who, as soon as you call, I have a bunch of people on culture, on different things, as soon as we call, hey, this is Oscar from KPFK, our name represents something, and it should represent for all the programs. We need to, in this case, making reference to the COVID, we need to get the people to figure out ways to do what they want to do. And unfortunately, these 15 years, all that thing disappeared, and I do agree with Sister Lydia, what happened? Well, now it's our responsibility, but also our opportunity to start regrowing all that base, all the fan base, all the people who actually want to hear what side has to say. There is such a vacuum, but people get disinterested because nobody's talking of their own necessities or their own needs. The community, and we forgot about the community, and we're paying the price. That's in general everybody kind of agree about that. I mean, it's good to have people with high intellect and analysis and all that stuff. But what is happening with the community? So I think this committee has the chance to kind of start the. And together, and unfortunately, looks like that's my critique of a certain faction of APSK governance. The ones that they're doing we always the same ones doing 4, 5, 6 things at the same time, while certain other people who only inside politics, we don't see them anymore, or we just a few of them that we are able to work together. But the big bunch of our, like our LSD board, and unfortunately, we are all the same. And it's so sad because we should be working for a common goal, but looks like the politics, you always get on the side. But in this committee, I think we had the opportunity to put everybody together from other different committees, from other different the people working, and just keep growing and have the people come back to listen to the session.
Hi.
Thanks, Oscar.
Joined the call a little late, sorry.
Hi, Michael Novick.
Yeah, they're just marking.
And them, Bella's on the call also.
Hi, Bella.
Good morning.
Good morning. So we will be adjourning at 11:15, so we only have about 15 more minutes. We started to go through some of people's ideas for fundraising proposals. I don't know how long you've been on. So one of the things that we're talking about, Sophia brought up having concerts and and so now we're into talking about festival, like four festivals a year. Oscar said that this was being done, 4 years ago or whatever. And so I was asking him if he has any proposals. And I don't know, maybe we want to set up some sort of a sub, an event subcommittee or whatever that could start really making headway on this. It could be something that we have 3 months left to the rest of the year. Would there be something that we could get together for November before the holidays start and it gets a little tough because other things are going on? I don't know. I haven't. Maybe Oscar could speak on that, whether, a subcommittee for a specific event so that we could start to draw attention and earmark the money for community programming, maybe even Pacifica in the Streets specifically. Does anyone want to speak to that?
I'd like to. Bella, yes.
Okay, Bella, was there anyone else?
Michael.
Lydia,
okay, Michael. And then Lydia. Okay. Go ahead, Bella.
Yes, you're right. We are now coming on to a very difficult time at the end of the year. I have to be realistic. Even the town hall that was tentatively scheduled for the 26th of September had to be squashed. Now we are going to be planning for an October date. This general manager is surrounded by paid staff that may be, all the programming, all the airspace is being controlled by three individuals at the station. In order to get this done, we have to have clearance with the general manager that he is on board. And because this will be the impediment that they will continue fundraising continually, so that the claim is that there is no room, there is no availability of space, airtime. So I am on board, but only if there is a strong effort up front to push this general manager to open up to these efforts. And I appreciate Austin's Pacific and the Streets, absolutely. And we used to have these events all throughout the year. This was years ago. And that's when the station was very much involved, engaged with its community.
Okay, thank you. Michael?
Yeah, I raised a proposal with going back when Anya Fields was still the GM, to do something like the LA Times Book Fair, but focus it specifically on independent publishers. And I think it might be possible to pull something together, let's say 6 weeks' time that would still fall into the sort of holiday buying season, where we could try to approach, independent publishers
to do some kind of expo, maybe even in the parking lot as a venue. So I will pursue that. I'll talk to Mikhail and see if he has some interest in that. And I think there are both in L.A. and the Bay Area a lot of progressive and independent publishers, and maybe even some bookstores that might be willing to also display. What's that?
Oh, hello, Janine. I wanted to share something.
There's one more. Michael, are you finished? I know that there was someone responding. I think it probably was Ray, but Michael, are you?
I'm trying to hear
anything
else. The idea is that the people doing the displays would pay something, for having the display, and maybe we could split proceeds on actual sales of books with them or something like that. And, by publicizing over the airwaves and having the venue available to them.
Can I speak to
you? Going to Lydia?
Thank you. Good to hear you, Bella and Michael. I'm just going to offer before I get off the phone. There's the venue, the Free Speech Zone at City Hall, which would be appropriate for everything that's going on in the racial, social justice movement and the economic movements all over the United States. But to bring it home, it's to have a couple of local speakers, a couple of local bands. It's a free venue, and how would you collect funds on that? You would just basically have, one good name person drawing for free, and you would cut the cost of a lot of the overhead and not paying a venue or even needing a bar tab. If you get that free venue at a bar, then it's going to be enclosed, and if we're speaking COVID safe, then it should be outside. You can have definitely people with buckets to collect funds, but that one big name band, we had an event, Occupy Celebration, that fell through because we changed the dates. There was some anti-mask events that was permitted there. But that south side of City Hall is free and it's open and it has its own built-in stage. The only thing that needs to happen is you have to roll in a quality PA.
I don't think it's free because there's a charge for LAPD. So they'll try
it's a large
event.
Hold on.
I've never paid for LAPD. I've never paid for LAPD, and all the events that we had.
Hold on just a moment.
The last event that the place proposed would be the closure of the street at Main and Los Angeles on Temple. There's a bridge there, a pedestrian bridge. It's up above and it's away from people. There's a lot of artists who will not perform because the staging at City Hall would be too close to other people. And we have people who would definitely perform at that bridge, meaning that a flatbed truck would have to go underneath the bridge and amplify. The amplification can be there. And that right there is a very special place because we used to have the drinking concerts and all of that.
Women's strikes.
Yeah, and the women's strike as well. So I just want to offer some ideas to inspire. And the only thing I've come out of cost for out of my own pocket was honorariums for Indigenous speakers that were traveling a distance. So I don't know what fees the LAPD charged anyone because we as Indigenous people don't get permits. We have white relative allies who choose to support in a good way and put their name on a permit. But we have yet to get one permit under any Indigenous, event that we've had, including Hollywood and Highland Indigenous Peoples Day. And we do have people who know that we have not been wrought with violence or any kind of shenanigans that would call upon the police to come out and to harass us and to basically cause violence against us. A lot of our events have been prayerful and ceremonial, with the exception of a few small concerts that I managed to put together with friends at that bridge just to inspire people. We basically live-streamed a majority of what the talent offered. And that bridge is perfect because behind us is immigration, the immigration building and the police headquarters. And in front, you can see City Hall in the forefront. So I have to go, but I apologize. I'm here with family, and I just wanted to speak my piece before I left. And I look forward to having you forward a time. I'll be returning to L.A. come Sunday, late Sunday afternoon, early evening. So, Janine, anybody, please just send me an email, but please put the subject line fundraising so that way I can see it, because I'm getting a lot of email from CKFK, but it's not being properly labeled. And yeah.
Okay, thank right, no problem. Time. Thanks, Livia. Thanks, right, Livia. Sophia, bye-bye. Do you want to comment on that? I know you.
Okay. Yeah, the thing is that they don't bill you, but what happens is, because I work at the city and the county when I've done events, is that it's in their budget. So sometimes they'll say there's a certain amount of crowd. But what I was envisioning was an indoor concert at a specific venue, and then we can live stream as well. And so that we're protecting people from COVID. We get big name bands. We don't pay for the bands. And we use the bands that we already have on the radio. And when I mention about co-opting, the co-opting is the labels, people who may not be able to use their name. They come in because of management. You can't use your name. So that's where I mean when big labels come in and they don't allow some of the acts to perform, and then they try to muscle in. And so there's a whole contractual issue having to do with bands. So, and the issue of that is more complex than what I shared earlier. I just wanted to make something short and sweet, a venue, hopefully enclosed. We have, I would just immediately, if you could, Janine, send something off to the station manager saying we want to do from the streets radio. We want the blessing of the management, and we will work with our coordinating committee to create something. And then we have to set up a list of bands. And that's another issue of who do we want to perform. And so that's where it gets contentious, because there's different genres. And then certain people will want to take over the agenda. And then you'll even have the egos of the artists when you're trying to see who wants to do prime time. All that matters when you're doing an event. So I think the first thing we need to do is get the manager's approval, get the venue. Once you get the manager in the venue, you can then set up your artists and set up your crew. And it's nothing that KPFK hasn't done before. And we usually use the same sound people. So it's usually pay the sound people and the security, because if you do security or a shared cost of security, if you have a large event and it attracts a certain crowd, either way, the LAPD or the sheriff's department, depending on your crowd, will want to come in. And so they bill the city and the county, and we don't see it. And I don't want them using it, because I've been to small events, large events, protest march, and then I'm going through city council or the county, and you see that they billed for having officers there. And that's just another way of them exploiting our events to make money off of them. So I'm not saying that we're going to get billed for anything. Is that they'll bill the city and the county. So I have to go to, so I'm going to let you go. And that's my thought.
All
if
right.
There's going to be a follow-up meeting.
Okay, well, we are at 11:15.
Does anybody want
to extend the meeting?
Bella. Extend for 10 minutes, Bella.
Okay, anyone else? Second.
I'm going to go. Janine, follow up with the email, okay? Bye-bye.
Hold on,
okay.
Sophia.
Does anyone want to extend it with Bella? A second, please.
Yes.
Do I need a second to extend?
For 10 minutes, I'll second.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Bella. I would like to, at the end of this, know what our next step is outside of just meeting next weekend and discussing all this again. So...
Okay, I have a suggestion. I like Sophia's suggestion. I also think that we can do two. I like Lydia's suggestion of the bridge. The bridge would be much better than the south area of City Hall for all the reasons mentioned and many others. And I have been there at a number of events, and it's a great space.
And I like Sophia's explanation how the police builds the city, because they do. This is how they get around it. Okay, I suggested last year, and I wrote to Michael Novick, I wrote to Lydia Brazon, the IED, and I wrote to then Lawrence Reyes, director. And my suggestion was, because as a bookkeeper dealing with the numbers at KPFK, it is my contention that monies have been siphoned, taken from the coffers of KPFK under the guise of many other issues. So, and I have insisted on forensic accounting, and we're not going to get that anytime soon, unfortunately. So I suggested a B of A separate bank account, and that account would be for events, community events only, so that management and so that it would be very restrictive and it would not be touched by anyone at the station, only for the purposes of covering the expenditures specifically of KPFK and not to be moved or touched. So if we do not do that, the funds will disappear. They will have little accountability. This is my explanation because I have seen what has happened. So that is an issue that needs to be resolved, and that is something that we need to take up with management and the IED. And that should have happened last year. Had that happened last year, I would have been working on fundraising, but I will not be giving any money to a station that does not have any accountability financially. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, and I can include everyone, the LSB members here, on an email to the DM, you know, kind of outlining this. And does anyone else, what I think might be a good idea is to have a continuation meeting without going a whole nother week.
Yes.
I'm looking at the schedule on Pacifica, and really KPFK doesn't really have anything Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday night. So if there is any interest in following up on this specific event discussion, whether it's Michael's or for the book event, because I don't know that, I mean, we could do that simultaneously, like, you know, possibly, especially if it's something in the parking lot of KPFK or whatever. But I'm wondering if we want to have a continuation meeting,
what days?
Well, I'm looking at Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are all open as far as KPFK.
Which day, please?
Oh, actually, Monday and Tuesday. There's a meeting for me on Wednesday, but Monday the 4th would be the day after Monday. Tomorrow, and or Tuesday the 5th.
Okay, on Monday, I have what time?
Oscar, go ahead. Do you want to propose something?
No, I do have show on Tuesday night, so pretty much the whole evening for me is an hour.
Okay, so maybe we can try to line up a time for Mikkel to just join us for a little bit.
Yes,
maybe I can propose a 6 p.m. Pacific time for Monday, and we can, if it's possible, to get previous proposals, and maybe I can even ask Mikkel about that. That might not give him enough time to get that for us, but I could maybe, I don't know who else might have proposals, you know, from the past. Michael, do you know of how we could look at how these things have been proposed in the past, or so that we could model a proposal?
There was a proposal. While, you know, it was like probably, 4 or 5 years ago when Leslie Redford was the DM, that they did a number of events, film showings and music and other stuff in the parking lot, but it's been a long time since any of that was done. And, since COVID, people really haven't been doing
fundraising events much. There was a the other thing I tried to push some time back was doing the joint book tours with KPFA, where you know we could arrange you know very major speakers to you know because we could do the Bay Area, maybe even Fresno, you know, Santa Barbara, LA, and San Diego. But I think that's going to take a lot more planning.
Right.
May I suggest that we secure Miguel to join us via Zoom and make sure that is your account for Zoom, not his, so that it can be recorded because he will most likely want to do his and we will have no control over it. The sooner we can meet with Miguel, if that would be on Monday, I am available Monday, but not on Tuesday. Can we leave it at that? And then we can see what his availability is, his willingness, his receptiveness, if he is going to be working with the community. Because that's what we need to secure first. And the station is a major lockdown. And that's what we have to break. We have to break this fort. We have to break it open. And I don't mean that literally. Okay?
I understand. Okay, so I will write an email to Miguel. Right now, let's figure tentatively 6 p.m., but
okay.
I'll see when he has. I mean, he's probably not going to be able to spend a lot of time with us, but
that's
I think
okay.
When he gives us a time, you know, if he has a half hour or 15 minutes, we can plan the call for a little bit before that so that we can
yes,
kind of gather our thoughts
not for 15
and
minutes.
Then a little bit after.
We should not accept 15 minutes. Okay, this is not a 15-minute bang-bang, okay? So he has to give us quality time. This is a fundraising committee. He must open up.
Okay, well, I'll ask for more than that. So
that's
and I'll have the LSB members on that. So we have about two more minutes. Is there anything else?
All the proposals made are great. And we should not restrict ourselves to one venue or to one effort. We can do many things. The idea is to drop on his lap, the general manager, the many ideas that can be accomplished with the management's cooperation. We are a broadcasting company. We have to utilize our airwaves to promote. And that has been the major lockdown. And there's a reason
okay.
for that.
Is there anything, anyone else have anything? I will communicate out to everyone. Well, I mean, you'll be, all be, the LSC will be on my email to find out the best time for Macau. Anything
you.
Else before we adjourn? Okay. Thank you, everyone.
We want to find out. We want to line up the events as soon as possible.
Okay.
Thank you, Janine. Thank you, everybody.
Okay.
Austin, everybody.
Take care.
Michael, bye. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. See you next time.
Bye-bye, Austin.
Empleado o contratista o conductor. Tenemos copia, todo en orden. Si no, ya lo hubiéramos mencionado. Hasta la próxima, jefe. Que le vaya bien. Oh.